Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 1. This word, y'all class usually be like this, where people come in late like this? No, okay. Genesis chapter 1, there's a few scriptures. Matter of fact, I give them to you first. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. You can write down Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. John chapter 1, verse 14. John 14 and 6. I'm just rattling them off to you so you can just write them down. And then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And these scriptures, we're familiar with them. I just want to touch on them a little bit tonight. What's really going on with the Bible? Living by the book. What does that mean? Does that mean that I learned the rituals? Does that mean that I'm supposed to do exactly every specific letter that's written in there? How does it pertain to my life? All right. We've been in church for a while. I know there's no Christian novices in here. All of us pretty much been in church for a little while. We didn't just fresh out the streets and then we come to ministry school. And so we know the jargon. We know the moves. We know the steps. We know the things to do to be a good churchgoer, a good Bible student, right? But actually living by the book. What's really going on? How do I do that? Right, one of the greatest things that you'll ever be able to teach, being a teacher, a preacher, or however you minister, is how. Everybody say how. I hate it. I can't stand it when somebody give me a message and preach to me for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I still don't know how. Don't tell me what God gonna do if you don't tell me what I gotta do. Don't tell me I'm gonna make it if you ain't show me how to make it. Yes, I understand I trust God. Yes, I understand that grace is amazing. Yes, I understand. Sometimes church people don't understand. But yes, I understand that God loves me. I do understand that. But how do I properly correlate with his love? How do I have a good relationship with the love of God? How do I have a good relationship, a working relationship, a functional relationship with the principles of God? How do I do that? If you minister and the person that you minister to don't have that step to take, like they can literally take a step in that direction, then you failed. You have not told them how to walk by faith, because faith is an action. Don't show me faith. I can't see faith by your words. I can't see faith by your notes. I can't see faith by you quoting scripture. I can't see it that way. The only way I know faith is by your actions. The only way I truly know what you believe is by how you function. It's an actual function. So now living by the book, this book, I read a lot of books in my life. I got a new book I'm reading, and it's about the mind and about getting your mind together. So, you know, I text a couple friends of mine, and I said, I'm reading this book, you know, and we got this book we're reading, and it's really been helping me. And I've been, you know, telling them about, you know, as I think, therefore I am. So I got to watch my mind and watch what's going on. And so I'm telling them, and so, you know, a couple of friends, oh, yeah, I read that before. Yeah, I read this 3 times. Well, what's wrong with you? If the book is teaching you how to change your thoughts so that it'll change your life, it'll change your finance, change your function and everything, I started reading the book before. I never finished it. It's hard for me to finish books, by the way. Because if I got something in the first chapter, I'm trying to run with it. I'm just, so I got to calm down sometimes, right? But, I read that 3 times. What is wrong? Obviously, you read it, but you ain't take it in. Or obviously, you read it, but you didn't believe it. Believe. Be live it. Obviously, you didn't think it was that real enough to change the way you were doing things. I read it three times. That's how we be in church. We go to the script, John 3:16. I know that scripture. No, you don't. If you knew it, you'd be it. If you really knew the word of God, something would be different. Now, we quote amongst people that are not as biblically trained or biblically reminded that we know the word. But do we really know the word? Y'all know I talk about informed and knowing. Remember that? Do we really know the word? So now this, I done read it three times though. They got some people on earth, just they boast about the fact that they done read the Bible through. You ever heard somebody say that? And then you was like, I need to get me on a plan. I need to read it. Anybody ever feel like that? I need to read it all the way through. Get over that. You want to read the Bible all the way through, fine. Go ahead. Do what you're doing. But I can take them scriptures that we get and keep them in context. And we can work it out. Right? It's different stuff. It's different. That's good. Different stuff. So it's not, it's always different things. It's not one. You don't just need to go up there and just be like Moses. Moses got some stuff that we can take, but Moses also didn't enter to the promised land. The father of faith. Who is that? Abraham? Yeah, Abraham was the father of faith. And he also laughed at God when God told him he was going to have a son in his old age. The father of faith. We'll talk about that one. Huh? The father of faith said, ha, 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 God, you tripping. Right? We can go on down. We start molding after Daniel, molding after this. And God bless it. They got some good attributes. There are some things that we must pick up from all of these people. But there was only one that they said was the word in the flesh. There's only one that came, and we'll read in a minute, John 1:14. There's only one that they said was the word in flesh. He was the word, and the word was him. One. So it makes me understand. So I don't get ahead of myself. Living by the book. How does this function? What does this mean? I read a lot of books. And I read a lot of things. I read apostle books. Why would anybody read any apostle books on finances? Anybody? Huh? Why you ain't got it yet? Why you ain't got it yet? All right, so it proves something to me that just the reading of the book don't get it done. Just the reading of the information and the good principles is not the thing that makes it manifest. So now we understand that living by the book is not just reading the book. You see that? Now by blocking things out, you can see that now. Living by the book is not just reading the book. So if I'm just reading, then I'm not really living. There's some other steps that I got to go. Ain't that true? Now, have we ever caught ourselves just reading and not living, right? Okay, so we understand that if we're trying to find living by the book, it's not just about reading because we read a lot. We'll read a lot and not be a lot. I read them over and over again. So I'm reading this book I'm reading, and it refers to the scripture about as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? And it refers to the scripture, and this is why I have trouble finishing books, because I realize that the rest of the book, I'm about 5 or 6 chapters in, but the resounding theme is the same thing about guarding your thoughts and guarding your mind, right? And it's important to do that, amen? It's important to keep your thought, but the resounding theme is that, and I don't think he's going to change his mind by what he's saying through the book. I don't think the author is going to change his mind. He's talking to me like he got something special in chapter 8, but then when I get over to chapter 8, he's saying the same thing. He's saying to me, keep your mind. Stop letting foolish things go in your mind. Guard your mind. Keep your heart with all diligence. What? Because out of the issues of life. Keep your mind. So I go to chapter 6, keep your mind. He kept on saying, I'm going to teach you something in the next chapter. And you got to work all these things together, right? But then guard your mind. But he just said it in a different way. He said in a difference, the sentence is different, the structure is different, the analogies are different, the parable. Are y'all with me? The parable is different, but they're saying the same principle. And so, the same thing that we have to live by. So I realized that, so now my mind says, well, I got this already. Because I know the basic principle of what he's saying. But then my inner mind said, but you don't got this already because ain't nothing showing up. So it's much deeper than just what's written on the pages. A lot of times, and I'm not saying don't feel good, but a lot of times it makes you feel good when you finish the book. You know, you read a book and finished it, and you got to that last page, and it's like, oh, and you slam the book down, I got it. I finished reading that book today, boy. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? You ever read a book of the Bible? Like just it kind of went through the day, like, and you, like, wrap the gavel, bump, I'm finished. and you feel a sense of accomplishment. I'm not saying don't feel a sense of accomplishment, but have an honest understanding of what you really accomplished. Yes. You probably need to go back over. When I read a book, I go through and I highlight it. What am I highlighting for? Because maybe I need to go back and look at that again. When I finish reading this book, I got to go back and read it again to make sure. What is this doing to me? The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein, for then you're going to make your way prosperous. Observe. Come on. Observe. Come on, say it again. Observe to do. But in order for me to observe to do it, I've got to meditate it. The scripture says this. It's two scriptures. I just referred to two of them just a couple minutes ago. But the scripture says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. All right. It's simple, ain't it? But it's a little deeper than just how being simple. Because it says, as he thinketh. It didn't say as you get a thought. Because you've had thoughts before, haven't you? And why they going to be? Have you had good thoughts before? Have you had thoughts of increase? Have you ever had a thought of increase, but it didn't show up? Yes. So we do that in church a lot. We get excited. Uh-huh. Pastor gonna preach. Yeah. We got it. We gonna get it. And it's all the truth. But I don't think it. It's a good thought, but did I think it? Because whatever I think it, so is he. It's a continuation. It's a continuing process. It says, Proverbs says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. All right, it didn't say catch your heart. It didn't say visit it. It said keep it. It's a continual. If you love me, you keep my commandments. Jesus kept on saying, continue ye in my word. Continue in doing what I'm saying. All right. It's the continuation. So now here I am. I got this. But I know it just ain't reading the book. Right. I know it just ain't reading it because I read it. How many miracles you read in the Bible that you ain't seen now one of? Me too. How many miracles we done read about? And we ain't seen now one of them. It is something. It is some place that we're not crossing the threshold into the manifestation life. All right. But it's a principle. I heard an apostle say this a couple weeks ago. The preacher of wisdom, he said, doing things a certain way. Somebody asked me yesterday, a young lady walked up to me and said, why are things happening for these people, not for these people? I said, it's doing things a certain way and continuing in that certain way to get the manifestation. When we're talking about the Bible, and we're talking about the Bible, and we know all of the amazing stories and accounts of what goes on and all the principles and all the wisdom and everything is in the Bible. We talk about the Bible, can I tell you what it's doing? It's only telling you who you are already. The Bible is an identification book. The Bible is not going to do it for you. Have you ever seen your Bible flying in the room? Huh? Come on. Have you ever seen oil dripping from your Bible? Has your Bible ever opened up and lit up? We used to watch a movie called Superbook. Superbook when I was little. And the Bible would come up and light up, right? Superbook, right? Has your Bible ever done that? Come on. If you got a Bible, show me, please. Let me take it with me for a little while, for a couple of days. No. It ain't going to get up and just start talking to you. You ever touch somebody with your Bible and they didn't fall out? Okay, I'm trying to tell you something. There's something that Bible is not going to do it for you. James talking about be ye a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Deceiving your own self. I can probably say be ye a doer of the word, not a reader only. Deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself, okay? You only deceive yourself when you don't do it. It's not that you deceive yourself when you're reading it, but you only deceive yourself when you don't do. You cannot finish what God has started without doing. So now this Bible is an identification booklet. It's telling me who I am. I'll find this other scripture. Hold on. Give me a second. Living by the book. Let Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, dog, thank you, Jesus. Well, God will show you some stuff, but stuff you've been before. Mm-hmm. Your favorite scriptures. Yes. And then show you something and then put you in line and the scripture right there. 8, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I never saw that until just now. Mm-hmm. Right? Go to Genesis chapter 1. We'll come back. We'll come back to the scripture I'm looking at right now. We'll go to Genesis chapter 1. This ain't nothing new. But hopefully it'll be fresh. Genesis chapter 1, and we know, and it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was out form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Verse 3, what's the first three words? Say it again. Say it again. All right, and God said, let there be light, and what happened? All right, so now we know that everything was made by God saying something. Amen. Right? Everything that was made by God's word. He had to literally say something, and the vibrations of his voice created something. So now you jump over to verse 26. Well, if we know everything was made by what God said, then verse 26, read it. Ready to read. And God what? And God what? And God what?
And God said,
let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man, how? In the image of God, I believe he said it again. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God blessed him, and God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Verse 26, what's the first three words? And so now, because God said, we are. Right? He didn't do no experiment. He didn't splice anything, put anything together. He didn't take the trees and mix it with an animal and then make, no. God said, there's a man. God said, let there be light. There was. So now we are literal beings of his word. Are y'all catching that? No, I don't know if you catch it. We are literal beings birthed from his word. Now, I know you think it came from your mom and your daddy. Well, how all that started? You are a literal being coming from God's word. Coming from the voice of God. Coming from the book. Living by the book, right? Living by the word. We like to live by the word, right? We are literal beings from the word. We are not made of nothing else but the word. Come on. I'm going to say it again so it hit home. You are not made of anything else but the word of God. That's what you're made of. Go to chapter 2. Flip over to chapter 2, verse 7, it said, Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living. So man became a living. We are literally made from what God said and who he is. Are y'all understanding me? Nothing else. Nothing else. When you realize what you're made of, then you'll know how to function. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Nothing else. You're walking around. You woke up this morning. All the days of your life, you've been a literal product of God's word. Now, life might not go like you wanted to go. Well, what's going on right there? I let some other words get in. I let some other understanding get in that changed my functioning from God's functioning. Everything in your life that happened that wasn't lined up with what the word of God says is supposed to happen to you, somewhere along the line I let another frame of thought get in. You got to be honest about it. I let another frame of thought get in and I took another way. I took another understanding other than the one that God had laid out for me. Then God is great. He said, all things work together for good for them that love God. Grace and mercy. Thank God for grace and mercy. Say it. God is great. He takes things that we mess up and make them perfect. He takes things that we mess up and make a great thing out of them. I'm so glad he liked that. You know, God never make you feel bad either. God will never make you feel stupid. I was talking to God yesterday in church, and he showed me something. He said, it takes so long because it takes so long for you to wise up. He said, some things I was trying to give you years ago. Well, I asked the question. I'm going to say it right. I said, Lord, was you trying to give me this years ago? And he didn't say, yeah, I was trying to give it to you and you was late. He didn't say, yeah, but you took so long. God always make you feel like you're on time. God is amazing, man. Like, God is the ultimate gentleman. Like, he don't never make you feel out of place. God always make you feel accepted. He never does anything to make you feel unloved. And so I'm asking him that. I'm waiting for the answer, right? Because I'm bracing myself like, all right, God, hit me with it. And he says, you know, the faster you wise up, the faster things move. That's a wise answer. And he never made me feel out of place. And he said, you're on time. It don't matter whether I could have got it 4 years or 5 years. I didn't. I got it now. All right. But God does that. But God sets us up. We are literal. I want to say it again. We are literal beings of his word. Nothing else. If my life is showing something else other than what God said is supposed to happen in my life, I let somebody else's words get in. I let some, there's a scripture talking about you do err not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. They told him that I don't think it's over. You do err not knowing the scriptures. Like it's an error. Somewhere along the line, something else got in. You know, the sword sowed the word, right? But they said when he went to sleep, the enemy came. And was sowing tares in there. Sowing stuff in there that ain't supposed to be in there. Where is it? Where is the enemy catching you sleeping? And you think you're awake. Nothing worse than that. Huh? You ever got put under before? Anybody ever got put under to get when I got my wisdom teeth taken, I got put under, you know, put under, like they give you stuff to knock you out, right? But you swear you good. Yeah, you swear you good, and then when you wake up, you ain't know nothing that happened. You're a little loopy, but you don't know. But you don't know what's going on. But you swore you was awake. But whatever, they could do whatever they wanted to do to you while you was knocked out. There was nothing you could do about it. They could sew tears. They could have put some extra teeth in your mouth. They could have done whatever they wanted to do because you were asleep. Because you were not conscious. Because you were unconscious. They tell me that your body, when you get on a treadmill, they tell you to speed it up and slow it down. And speed up and slow it down. If you really want to burn, you really want to speed up, slow it down. Because after about 10 minutes, your body gets used to what's going on, and it doesn't burn anymore. After a certain period of time, because your body's trying to protect what it got. It don't want to lose nothing. What are they doing? What are they doing? They moving around a little bit too much. What's going on? Then your body say, no. I'm going to do everything I can. Then break it off. And so now you can be running for the next 4 to 5 minutes, but you're really not burning anymore. You ever miss your alarm in the morning? You ever miss your alarm in the morning? Well, I found out something about missing your alarm in the morning. If you need to go, you turn your TV off when you go to bed. All right. Because if your ears get accustomed to sound while you're sleeping, then when your wah, wah, wah go off, right, you won't hear it and won't wake you up because you've been hearing noise all night. Your mind doesn't differentiate anything different with that. You get it? It doesn't pick it up because your ears are not conscious enough. You get it? They haven't been seasoned to hear something different. They haven't, oh, that's good stuff, boy. They haven't been quiet enough to hear something new. They haven't turned the other stuff off low enough or off in order to hear something that's going to wake them up. Quiet the noise down. Quiet the noise down. A lot of times it ain't because God ain't doing nothing for you. You got too many tears. So not that you don't have no beautiful flowers in there, but too much growing up around it. Are y'all hearing that? Come on, come on, come on. Take that in. It's not that God ain't doing. It's not that God ain't doing. It's already done. It's not that God's principles ain't working, because that's the only reason you're still here. But all them beautiful flowers are overshadowed by all them tears that's being sold. All these other words that you're allowing to be in. Remember, you are a literal word of God. You are a literal word of God. I'm going to say it again. You are a literal word of God. So anything that doesn't line up with the word of God is a tear that came from somewhere else. Are y'all understanding it? You need to find out where it's at. Now sometimes it's a process. So why I got to deal with that so long? Because the gardener said, I'm going to pull them up. He said, no, wait, don't pull them up. Because if you pull them up, you might pull up the flowers too. You might pull up the good stuff too. You might tear something down in there. Just wait, let it grow up together. You know what I'm saying? Thank God he don't make us feel crazy. Let it grow up together, and then you'll be able to separate them later. The tears. You are, anything that comes in that don't line up with what God says about you is a tear. Don't. Stop hanging with the tears. Stop listening to the listen, I made up in my mind. I cannot afford. I'm learning so much about my mind and about the process of my mind and how my spirit can touch those thoughts and create something, whether good or bad. I'm learning so much about how this functions that I realize I can't afford to allow anything in here, right, that's going against where I'm trying to be. Okay, listen, as soon as you start talking, pull them out, we got to go. God bless you. Hey, you got to go. I can't allow myself to hear that. You ever had times you believe something so strong? You ever had time you had a strong, you feel like you had a strong faith? You feel like I believe something like I hit right now, last time we in church like that, right? Then the message coming like, oh, can't nothing stop me. I'm walking out here, a champ, ain't nothing going to beat me. This is it. This the message right here. Right? You ever feel like that, right? This the message, right? Boy, if I get this message right here, the one, it's over now. I'm never going back to the old way, right? And then where you end up? At the old way. Well, how you got over there? Some kind, listening at the doggone tears. Sitting down at the table with the tear. Plugging the tear in your ear and pressing play. Clicking the button to turn the tear on. And then after you watch that tear, watch the next tear. You are a literal word of God. You came from nowhere else. You know, there's even a scientific study that your atoms are made of vibrations. You know, the atom is the smallest part of matter. They say they're made of vibrations. You know what vibrations are, huh? Vibrations. Sounds are vibrations. So now we see I am a literal word from God, Matthew 4 and 4. We go over there real quick. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And this is the literal living by the book verse. Matthew chapter 4 and 4. And here, I'm going to start at verse 1. Because then Jesus led him the spirit and the will to be tempted of the devil. That dummy. And we had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward hungered. And the tempter came. You know he always come messing with you when you're weak at a certain spot, huh? And he gonna come mess with you at that weak part, all right? And after it said after he was hungry, you know, afterwards he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they may be made bread." Yeah. Why? Because he's trying to catch him in his weak moment. Because he knew he was. If we pay attention, we can catch that fool. We just don't pay attention because we're unconscious, because we sleep. And we pay, that's just clear. He didn't come to after he got hungry. How many times you read this? Did you ever stop and look at that part?
No.
Did I ever say, oh, I get what he was doing? No, ain't it clear for you right now? Just living by the book. Ain't it clear for you right now? If you take a little time and calm down, ain't it clear for you his trick? Then he'll show you his trick for you. So he going to come to you when the ends might be a little... You know what I'm saying? You might be at a line. You might be about to panic or whatever. He come to you with some illegal stuff. You know, if you can do this to right? Huh? Come on. Whatever it is. Right there. After he was hungered, then the enemy came and started talking about bread. But verse 4. Read it. Ready to read. Our man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that's written in the Bible. That's not right. Look at it. Look at it. Y'all got to follow me now. Look at it. It says, man shall not live by every scripture said, man shall live by bread, but every word that proceeded out of the Bible. That what it say? No, where the word proceed from? Where the word proceed from? Where does the word proceed from? Out of the mouth of God. We know that the scripture was written by who? The Bible was written by who? The Bible was written by God. The Bible was written by man, inspired by the Holy Ghost. But man should not live by, and the scripture that was inspired by the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the Holy Spirit is what guides you in all truth. Show you things that you do not know. If Jesus knew there was going to be a Bible and the Bible was going to be it, he wouldn't have sent the Comforter. But the Comforter's taking us somewhere further than the scripture. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, swim in this deep water with me for a second. In scripture, it said it's written in scripture that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now, if we stop right there, then we could assume that he's just talking about every word in the Bible. But no, no, every word that proceedeth, like it's constantly proceeding. Proceedeth. It's like proceeding. It's like it's constantly coming by every word that keeps coming out of the mouth of God. Man lives by every word that keeps coming out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. And the scripture is supposed to tell you that. The scripture, search the scriptures. 5:39, John 5:39, right? Just write it down. If y'all put this stuff together, it will blow your mind. Search the scripture. Jesus said, search the scripture. And then you think you have eternal life. But they testify of me. But you won't come to me. It's talking about the letter itself kill it, but the spirit give it life. John 6:63, it's the spirit that quicken it. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak right now unto you, they are, come on, look, the words that I speak. Catch the tense. Not that I spoke. Not that I'm going to speak. That I speak are, not going to be, not was, are spirit and life. Those words. So now I can't live by bread alone. I can't live by the book alone. If you get what I'm saying, I can't just live by reading this. I gotta let the Holy Spirit breathe on this to take me further, to take me deeper, to take me further in. Cause everything is different. We're not walking wild in the desert no more. How am I supposed to maneuver with all this mass mind? There's more people on the earth right now than there's ever been on the face of the earth. There's more confusion. I thought about the other day, just living by the book, I just started thinking about Jesus. I said, whoa, you know, how much more we got to deal with? Because you're going to get into bed tonight. You know what I'm saying? You might get to bed 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you could turn on the TV and get some more mass mind. You could turn on your phone and get some more mass mind. If you don't want to go night-night, you can turn on the lights. Back in those days, when it's nighttime, it's nighttime. Lights out. Going to bed. Ain't no electricity. Shut it down. Wait till the sun come back on. We get to working again. Right? You see the difference? How do I maneuver in this day and time like this? With all this mass mind, with all this information all over the place. With all these ideas, all these people preaching. Everybody got something to say. Everybody got a theory. How am I supposed to function in a day like today? This book is leading me to something that's relevant and current and right now. This book speaks to the moment. It tells you how to deal with the current one, which is the Holy Ghost. It tells you how to be like the current one, which is Jesus Christ. Do y'all realize that Jesus died and then he got up with that same body and he still got it right now? And it ain't never changed. You ain't go up there and Jesus gonna look like an old man. Jesus aged. He gonna look just like he was when he left. Right? I mean, that even says something. That even says something about the current form of the word. The word was made flesh, dwelt among us. The current form and state of the word, it never changes. What you mean? What you thought they mean when they said Jesus Christ was saying yesterday? today and forever. It don't change. It always leads me to the currency of God, flowing with the Holy Ghost. Huh? It always leads me to that point. So I cannot live. I can't just live and think I'm going to read that scripture. And then once I read it that morning, you ever read a scripture and got your tail beat anyway? Come on, come on. You read a scripture and you were still sick. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Who's on so bad? And we've been dead since living right. But who's saying, I am healed? By his stripes, we are healed. He was bruised for my iniquities. And we say it over and over again, and we get bruised. Why is that? Because we surface, right? Because we're not letting him not. Maybe the Holy Spirit is going to take us a little further and say, hey, stop eating that. That's a revelation from God. You got a favorite food, and then you, but you keep getting sick around the same time. That's a revelation from the Lord. He might tell you how to handle something different. Maybe something going on in the area. The Holy Ghost, revelation. Take it a little further. You get it? Are y'all getting it? So now that I'm a literal word from God, and I know I just can't live by the scripture, then what are these scriptures doing? These scriptures are pointing me in the right direction. These scriptures are showing me the road and the pathways, right, to the revelation. It's showing me the pathways to the live word that's proceeding. It's taking me to the proceeding word. It's taking me to the fountain. It's taking me to the rivers of living water. But if I don't know that, young man told me one time, he said, it's just good to know. Ain't it? Some things are just good to know, huh? It's like, I thought I knew it, but it's just good to know it, right? If I don't know that, then I'll be stopping at the gate and never entering in. So now here we are. Here we are, not a word. And I ain't got time. John 1:14, we go there almost every other week. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Here we are, this is our example. It's our example. Jesus was our example. Why do you think he had all those parables? And all those different ways he said things, right? Those parables wasn't in the Old Testament. Come on. Come on, wait. Where the prodigal son at? Y'all, that's our favorite one, right? Where's the prodigal son at? I ain't gonna test you right now. What is it? What verse? Because I don't know either. All right. Where's the prodigal son? It's in the what? Which testament is in? Oh, so it's on that side. Who talked about the prodigal son? Who said the story about the prodigal son? Y'all trying to wonder. All right, then we got to live by the book. Come on, y'all. Was it Jesus? Right? Jesus, right? That wasn't in the scrolls. The soul sowed the word. That wasn't in the scrolls. What was that? Hot, fresh manna. It just came before us. And at the same time, the Bible's being written. So we don't see it. We think this is written word too. But Jesus in the flesh was showing us how to have words proceeding from the mouth of God. I only do what my Father tells me to do. As I hear, I judge. That means when I hear it, that's when I judge. That's hot, fresh manna, partner. That's proceeding word. That's no longer on the scrolls. Huh? Jesus told him, y'all go out there. He said, don't take no script, no purse with you. Don't take no money or nothing. He said, don't meditate what you're gonna say before you say it. What? Hoo, y'all couldn't do it. You apostles come in and say, hey, Monique, you got pre Sunday. Cutting up, you got pre Sunday, right? You gonna start studying. You gonna leave if you walk in right now and say that, you will leave right now. Right up, what they call the threshing floor. We'd be all on the, all the spirits and stuff, holy oil, threshing floor, and we're going to the upper room, and all we be in everything supernatural that we never heard in church, right? Take me to the upper room. Is there one higher than this? Is there a room higher than this? I got to get closer to the Father, right? We go, right? Ain't that the truth, right? And you'd be on, the tongues would be amazing. You'd be on some other tongues, wouldn't you? Come on, ain't that the truth, right? Right? No, he tell you, you got to preach Sunday, but you can't study nothing. And you can't, don't meditate, nothing you going to say, he going to give it to you at 9:59 on Sunday. Matter of fact, not 9:59, because he don't usually get up and preach to about 10, what, 10:40? 10:45, so that about 10:40, 10:45, he going to give you a word. Y'all talking about, wow, that's true. You know that really happens? No, I'll tell you personally. That really happens. You study, you try to figure something out, you ain't getting no all, no all. You don't get no all, no flow, no all, no nothing. I don't get no pat on the back. I don't feel no hot, warm feeling. I don't feel nothing. I start questioning, like, maybe this ain't my week, Lord. You sure that I'm supposed to go this week? Can you, look, and you start putting out the fleeces then. They call them fleeces. Well, Lord, if you really want me to preach, let a dove fly across three times, right? You start doing, because you get the worry, right? And then you just do it every time. And then you don't know what's going on there. Pow! And the first step that you step and make a move in the assignment. That you, he's God is responsible. This is another message. God is responsible to anoint the assignment. If you stay in the assignment, you'll stay anointed. Come on, y'all. So the moment, pow! And then it's like the whole word opened up. It's like, you know scripture. Oh, whoa, you like in the air. I knew that scripture. And he started breaking. Why? Because you are a literal word of God. That stuff that book is pointing you towards already in you. All right, who's in you both the will and do of his good pleasure? Who does it say? It is God, right? It is God that worketh where? Greater is he that is. If the same spirit that raised you that dwells on the inside, shall he not also quicken your, make alive your mortal bodies? These already. You better believe that word is already. You just haven't been acquainted with it yet. So now when you study and you come in acquainted with who you are. Hello, self. I never met you before. Hello, God in me. Hello, Christ in me. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hello, God in me. You ain't even met yourself yet. People talking about I'm going to look for myself. Uh-huh. You went to sleep with it. It's right there with you. And this word is directing you in that direction to tell you who you already are. If you could get that through your head, though, I always say that in a class, right? But you can get that through your head. Every message that you hear, everything, like get it through your head that I already am. Say it. Come on, say it. Come on, y'all got to say it like you mean it. Come on. Y'all believe that. I don't think you believe it. Say it like you believe it.
I already am.
I don't care what they say. I don't care what nothing else say. I already am. I don't care about the numbers on that bank account. I don't care about the numbers on that meter to test my health. I don't care what she say and he say. And I already am. Are y'all understanding that? I already am. Say it.
I already am.
I'm a literal word from God. Say it.
I'm a literal word from God.
So don't let anything come in that's telling me something else other than my identity. Devil come to you talking about if thou be the son of God. What, we should have stopped right then. I'm going to say, what the hell you mean, am I the son of God? You know who I am. Take that back to hell where you come from. If thou be. That's disrespect right there. We didn't have to go about bow down to me or turn the bread or cast yourself down. The fact that you up here talking to me talking about if I be. How much stuff tell you if you be? If you really a Christian. Oh, well, and then you get the warning. Well, do God really love me? Stop. Quit. Give it up. Come on. If he don't do nothing else for you, he's already done. He done everything. All right, nothing else manifests. Let me say it like that. If nothing else manifests, enough is manifested for you to know that God loves you. Huh? If nothing else manifests, enough has manifested already to prove to me that the love of God is real about me. And so what do I do in that moment? I become grateful. I make sure I stay in an attitude of gratitude. Huh? Some stuff you're praying about, you need to be thanking God about. Uh-oh. Some stuff you go straight in the tongues about, he said, you don't need a mystery for this one. You don't need a mystery for this one right here. You need to be thanking me for what is already. And that gratitude starts pulling, it's like a magnet starts pulling things to you. Don't be so quick. Don't be so quick. Calm down. It's great to pray. But sometimes you need to break off in thanks. And what gratitude does and thankfulness does, it reminds you of what God has done for you and what he's doing for you right now. Despite whatever this situation is trying to do to you. See, you realize it ain't you ain't dead yet, huh? Huh? Or you're broke? Did they? Is it, all right. So if it ain't happy, it's trying to do something to you. Despite what it's trying to do, we know what's already. What's stronger? What's already done or what's trying to do? All right. You get it. You get it, right? Right? If it finished, can't nothing else get started.
Come on.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes, sir.
Oh. How much time we got left in the class?
Well, I didn't know if
you
was gonna go
a
little later.
Oh no, no. That's it. Romans 8:9-10. Hold on, yeah. No, that's not what I want. It's not gay, the wrong thing. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Romans, hold on, I'm going to tell you where it's at. Nah, Romans 10 and 8, I'm sorry. Romans 10 and 8. Now, y'all favorite scriptures, 9 and 10, is how we got saved, right? But verse 8 tell you who you are already and tell you how you get it. But what said he? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Already. It's already there. Y'all meditate on that. We're going to talk about that next week.